not, there'll be serious repercussions.
You're not happy about this, are you?
Dean Ritchie coming up the next hour as well. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. And Jason Riles, former Dragon, assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm, will on the program as well.
Teenager missing on an unpatrolled New South Wales North Coast beach will continue a day after he got caught in a rip with friends. Surf Life Saving New South Wales says the 17-year-old boy was swimming with two friends at the isolated Pebbly Beach north of Coffs Harbour when they got into trouble. Two of the group returned to shore, but there was no sign of their missing friend in the water. A bomb blast has hit a bus convoy waiting to cross into government-held Aleppo in Syria, killing and wounding dozens of people evacuated from two Shiite villages. Media reports suggest the attack was carried out by a suicide car bomb and killed at least 40 people. TV footage showed bodies lying next to charred buses with their windows blown out and vehicles in flames. Five children are among 19 people killed after a huge rubbish dump collapsed onto their homes in Sri Lanka. The 91-metre pile had shifted after floods and a fire and subsequently collapsed on Friday. At least 40 homes on the edge of the dump were destroyed. There had been concerns over the safety of the site in Colombo, with residents demanding it be cleared. One man told the BBC his mother was thrown 30 foot by the collapse.
So last evening around 3 o'clock I got a call from my sister, who was with my mother and two children. As you can see, the heap behind, that's where the house was situated. She got thrown off like something coming from underneath, like an explosion. And she was thrown along with the, she was somewhere around the toilets. She was thrown along with this concrete block right up to that heap, which is about 30 feet above the floor level. We are still unable to find the mother. The two kids are still missing. And rescue operations are not up to the standard, but anyway, still it's going on.
A third man has died on New South Wales roads this Easter following a single vehicle motorcycle accident in the state's central west. Emergency services were called to Tilpa, about 30 kilometres north of Cobar, following reports a motorcycle had crashed. The 36-year-old rider died at the scene. A man will face court next week after he allegedly tried to smuggle 5 kilos of cocaine into Melbourne on a flight from Dubai. Sam Cool of Roxburgh Park will appear in court on Wednesday after he was caught with packages of cocaine hidden in his luggage. He arrived yesterday at Tullamarine Airport, where Border Force officials conducted a search. During the examination, they discovered the suitcase had a false bottom, which when removed revealed 3 packages wrapped in brown packing tape. The Australian Federal Police say the packages contained a white powder, which returned a positive result for cocaine. Activist group Sea Shepherd has called on the Australian government to again lead an international case against Japan over its whaling activities. This summer, a so-called scientific Japanese whaling mission returned to the Southern Ocean. 2 Sea Shepherd ships have returned from 90 days at sea monitoring the Japanese hunt. Spokesman Adam Burling on the ABC.
Australia needs to act. We need application put back into the International Court of Justice targeting this new program.
Also in news, Emma Morano, who at 117 was believed to be the world's oldest person and the last to be born in the 19th century, has died. This is AIR News. Daniel Ricciardo surprised even himself by putting his Red Bull fourth on the grid at the Bahrain Grand Prix. While Ricciardo will start on the second row, Mercedes driver Valtteri Bottas took his first ever pole position when he pipped teammate Lewis Hamilton right at the end of qualifying. Ricciardo put down a 1 minute 26.545 on his last lap to put himself on the second row of the grid with former teammate and Ferrari star Sebastian Vettel. Saw Carlton star Patrick Cripps wasn't at his best in the Blues' 26-point loss to the Gold Coast, but coach Brendan Bolton has backed him to play against Port Adelaide. The 22-year-old had a season-low 17 possessions in last night's AFL loss at Etihad Stadium, and coach Bolton admitted he had struggled to shake off some heavy bumps. The Blues slipped to 1-3 with the loss and face a big test against the Power in Friday night football at Adelaide Oval. In yesterday's other matches, Fremantle beat Melbourne by 2 points, GWS won comfortably over Port Adelaide, and the Bombers were slaughtered by the Crows. Melbourne youngster Cameron Munster is already beginning to feel at home in the 5/8 position, and he's yet to play a full NRL game there. The 22-year-old made his return from a broken jaw yesterday, coming off the bench, then playing in the halves and at centre in the Storm's 30-26 win over Manly. However, after growing up playing at fullback and deputising for Billy Slater there for the past 2 seasons, Munster said he hadn't had to change his game too much to slot in alongside halfback Cooper Cronk. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Moscato. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
At Bunnings Warehouse, you can turn your Easter DIY plans into reality. So why not use the break to do something great at your place? Visit the Bunnings website for your local store's trading hours. If you're off to the airport, the M5 East and Southern Cross Drive are okay at the moment, but Marsh Street and Airport Drive approaches to the International Terminal very slow going. Give yourself a little extra time. Elsewhere, good flow north to the Central Coast on the M1. No hassles on the Hume through Campbelltown. Want to lower your monthly home loan repayments? Switch to Mortgage House. Consolidate your debts into one account and save. Call Mortgage House today on 133 144. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Code of Practice, which has been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The code has recently been revised and a new code is in place. Content on this station is regulated by the code. The code covers areas such as material not suitable for broadcast, news and current affairs, Australian music, live hosted entertainment and the promotion of gambling during live sports. You can obtain a copy of the code by contacting this station or from the Commercial Radio Australia website, commercialradio.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
And Sydney today, beautiful sunny morning, heading to a lovely day on Easter Sunday. Patchy fog in the west early in the morning, then light winds becoming southerly, only 15 to 20 k's, and heading for a top temperature on virtually a cloudless Easter Sunday, Jim, of 25 degrees in Sydney. Beautiful day. What about at Toongabby and way out west at Tibberborough?
Toongabby, currently 17 degrees. Toongabby, warming up to a 26 atop today out at Tibberborough.
Way out.
Sunny today, would you believe? Yeah, it's way out, right in the corner. It's the northwesternmost town in New South Wales.
Okay, almost in the corner of all of the three states here.
Yes. Maximum temperature, 32 degrees.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Final hour of Easter Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the show. Nice way to start your Sunday, I suppose. Decided not
to
go to church.
Did you bounce out of bed this morning?
As a matter of fact, I got in the car today at 5:10, you know what I thought to myself?
No.
How crucial was that hour delay in the start of this program?
You know what? I woke up about...
What time did the alarm go off?
Didn't. Woke up about 3:02 this morning.
Did you? And you didn't go back to bed?
No.
So you had the alarm set for 4:46.
Yes.
And did you have your... Weedy Puffs?
No, Puff Wheat.
Puff Wheat, sorry, yeah. Puff, sorry. Not the Weedy Puffs, the Puff Wheat. You did have that?
What are you saying? I'm very predictable. Is, what you're saying?
Is there a particular time you like to start having your Puffed Wheat?
When I get up. It depends what time I get up, Jim.
Which
so
is
have a shower, first thing I do, and then
which
next thing I do is have my breakfast. But no one really cares about that, Jim. Let's move on with the show. It's a sports show.
Tell you what they do care about, the commentary. And
yes,
that's been coming up
on
the back of Greg Miles' final call yesterday. We've had those famous moments that enhance a great sporting moment.
Yep.
Jimmy and Ray, big Darryl Eastlake was always good value for his State of Origin coverage. Cheers, John from Moorbank. Thanks for the Easter show tickets, guys. Went to good use. Yeah, good on you, John. Won those tickets last week.
Right.
And
big Darryl was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was State of Origin there in the 80s, wasn't he, big Darryl?
Oh, huge Queensland man. Boys, State of Origin, a bomb came down and bounced straight in the arms of Blocker Roach in an offside position. Darryl Eastlake was excitedly screaming how dumb Blocker was, and Jack Gibbs had said, "Well, he didn't have time to hold a committee meeting." That's from Marcus.
Imagine Jackie.
That's a fair point. And got to make mention of this one too, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, loved the special on Nick Moraitis. Might and Power was my favourite horse, and I think Junior Paulo is a must for the New South Wales bench. He is a wrecking ball. That's from Steve. I agree.
Is there a spot for him on the bench?
Junior Paulo, yeah. He'd be in front of some of the other more likely front rowers that have been mentioned. But I've got to say, Nick Moraitis. Now, where was that filmed?
In his boardroom.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, trophies everywhere.
There was, and he didn't have the Caulfield Cup or Cox Plate trophy. They're elsewhere. So he's got all his huge trophies in his boardroom. And
so you got your hands on
the Melbourne Cup.
You got your hands on a Melbourne Cup?
Didn't touch it, though. Need a glove just to touch it. So
right.
I didn't put the glove on.
Out of respect?
Correct. And the lady got it out and put it down with the glove on and everything. And
yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. He's very accommodating, Nick, so thanks for letting us come out and do that.
That's the fantastic one-on-one program, which is hosted by you, Ray Thomas, and produced by Jeremy, our producer.
Does a great job, Jeremy.
We've got
Pat Webster on Tuesday night. So
never stops talking about it, Jeremy. There is another program that you do too, you know, the Sunday show.
Very professional.
Fantastic. Speaking of professional.
Dino's very professional.
And the other thing we speak about is, I know you're the number one writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, but this is the number one rugby league writer.
That's probably true. That's much more accurate.
There you go.
Than your first description.
Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Very accurate.
Very accurate. Good morning, Dino. Happy Easter, mate.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
And you too, mate.
You've been divulging in a few eggs?
Early morning run first?
No.
Indulging,
we
sorry?
Don't need chocolate, Jimmy. You know that.
So how about you? 7 or 8?
4. And still going.
Oh, yeah. That's not an upper limit either, is it?
You've actually interrupted.
Yeah. Could you send us a picture of you indulging in an egg?
No, that's getting a bit weird, Jimmy.
Oh, he's excellent.
I'd ask you to be fully clothed, Dino. I don't know where you were going with that.
Jimmy, but that's getting kind of a bit too far.
Let's get his back on track. Dino, I'd love to know what your opinion of this whole slapping ban situation, mate.
Ray, you know what I'm like? People call me a dinosaur, but I'm non-PC. I think it's absurd.
I have to agree.
I mean, it's a slap, for goodness sake. We're playing a contact sport, a body contact sport, which we proudly yell at and scream is the toughest sport in the world, and now you get moved for slapping. I mean, for goodness sake.
So what are you saying? That they should allow it?
The game's gone soft. That's what I'm saying.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
They're saying that they shouldn't be slapping in the game. Like, I can't think of a worse look for the game when David Clemmer slapped Daly Cherry Evans at Lotto Land. Like, that looked,
are you serious?
That looked awful. That looked awful. It was an indictment and an embarrassment for the game. It was an indictment on the players and an embarrassment for the game. The fact that, I tell you what, if they didn't put out a press release and say, okay, we're going to put people in the sin bin, what they do is someone would slap someone, they'd get sent to the sin bin, and there'd be an outcry saying, oh, why didn't you tell us all they were going to be sent to the sin bin?
It is a bad look, Dino, isn't it?
Right. We play a game that we're very proud of. It's a contact sport. It's a hard sport. Surely there's more pressing issues in rugby league, maybe around salary caps, player welfare.
That I agree.
An hour,
this I agree. 100%.
I wrote in the Sunday Telly this morning, what's next? You're pinching, or you called me a mean name. You're off. I mean, it's PC gone mad.
Jimmy, you're shaking his head. Hey, you just mentioned something there, Dino. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I did ask Jimmy earlier. When are they going to make a decision on the salary cap? Clubs are buying players blind, Dino.
I know. I could tell you, Ray, I just can't, because we don't know.
It's ridiculous.
The NRL is probably saying that, you know, the NRLPA is involved, and there's some delays from their end as well.
Mm.
But look, it has reached a ridiculous stage. Now, we just don't know, you know, what salary cap there will be for next year. There has been some recommendations, but nothing put in concrete just yet. But, I mean, I know the coaches are becoming increasingly frustrated to the point of being angry now. Like, well, you know, we need to know. Please give us a figure.
What's going to make them even more angry is when it comes out and the figure's not to their liking.
Well, can I ask both you guys, how does a football department run a club then? How do they formulate their teams for years to come?
Because
they know what they're operating under.
They make priorities of certain signings.
Gee,
and the others fall by the wayside.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, no business in the world can operate when you don't know your cap or what your business is worth.
Yeah, I agree, Dino. Right. And the incredible situation we have here, I know there's an upper limit on it, but we now have a situation where clubs and players are working together to get the highest salary cap possible. Because club funding is linked to the size of the salary cap.
What about the Dragons? Aren't they a great story, guys? Don't you reckon? I just think it's a fabulous story that they're on top of the competition. The old famous Red V. I know they're a merged club these days, but Mary McGregor, I can't see the delay. I know Zorba spoke about it before, but I just can't see why they're balking at putting a contract under his nose.
Yeah, very good point. Aren't they playing good footy, though? And all bias aside, Jimmy and Dino, but in that first half, they were great to watch last night.
Yeah, mate, thoroughly enjoyable. Mm. Thoroughly enjoyable. And look, I think the standard of rugby league has been pretty good this year overall. I mean, there's been some duds, but I think the game's really... there's a bit more ball movement. There seems to be faster games. I just think the standard has sort of gone to another level.
I agree,
what do you put that down to, Dean? Because I totally agree with you.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know, Jimmy. I guess there's probably not one issue you can put your finger and say it's because of this. I guess it's just the evolving of rugby league. It happens every year. I guess the game seems to change in some direction. And it happens sometimes subconsciously. You don't even know it's happening. But this, I think it's been quite obvious.
I think it's been a deliberate decision by some, not all, of the coaches to see a more expansive game of football because they believe that is the best way to clearly win games and therefore win the competition.
Well, they're playing footy, aren't they, Jim?
Yep.
Score point.
Yep.
And a lot of the rest was gone out of the game, which we all hated, let's be honest.
Yep.
It was successful, but we didn't like it.
Yep.
I think it's been fantastic.
And the less of that, the better, from a spectacle point of view. Like I was saying earlier, Dean, I don't know whether you heard, but the Friday afternoon game, Bulldogs up against the Rabbitohs. You watch Friday night, Broncos up against the Titans. Absolutely brilliant, end-to-end, thoroughly entertaining game.
I did enjoy the crowds, too, on Friday, guys. I think there was a 35, a 21 and a 26 or something. So
good point.
See some backsides on seats again, too, because it is an area where we're struggling. And I've always said Sydney fans, we're the best excuse makers in the world when it comes to rugby league. We're not going because there's a lot of this. We go to the beach, we do this, we have barbecues. But in the AFL, they just go. Mm. And we've always been like that. We think of every excuse under the sun why we shouldn't get the footy. But maybe that the crowds are coming back slowly now because of what we spoke about, the standard of footy.
Mm. Yeah, hey, Dino, the Knights have been game this year. They're undermanned. They haven't got the class. But they test the Roosters and they gave them a competitive game on Friday. But they need to find some good players on the open market, don't they, Dean?
Yeah, I've got a bit of news here, Ray. Fun enough, I think it's well known that James Graham, the rumours continue about the Bulldogs. My gut feeling is he probably will stay, but look, things change in rugby league very quickly. I can tell you that the Knights have certainly made contact with James Graham's management, and I can also tell you guys that the Knights have made contact with Kieran Foran's management. They think now that Jack Bird's gone, the Knights have some money squirreled away which they were going to outlay for Bird. And now they might just have a red-hot crack at Foran. Look, it's a struggling club. Mm. Kieran would be great through his experience up there. And also, obviously, Kieran wants to be close to his young family who live in Sydney. And Newcastle, I guess, would fit the bill in that he would be away from the Sydney limelight and the headlines and the spotlight to some degree. But he's always only just a two-hour drive out to see his kids. So certainly they would tick some boxes tonight.
Not far from the Central Coast, though. Any changes?
Good point.
Any changes for the games coming up?
Yeah, the game this afternoon at Pepper Stadium, Jimmy. It's a 4 p.m. game. The Panthers versus the Sharks. Tyrone Peachey declared a certain starter, as is James Fisher-Harris. Bryce Cartwright still not considered through injury. So that should put the Panthers 1-17. Jared Beal, however, is injured. He will go out of that Sharks side. And I think you'll find Kurt Capewell will come in there.
Yep.
Now, tomorrow, another big game out there at ANZ Stadium. Parramatta versus the West Tigers. Both sides just winding up their captain's run as we talk. Going into the training session this morning, both sides were 1-17. Before I go, guys, just very quickly, Nathan Peet's linked to a return to Parramatta. We'll keep an eye on that one in coming weeks. Mm. Manly working on re-signing Brenton Lawrence. He's off contract this year. South working on re-signing Alex Johnson. He too off contract this year. And I'm told, even though most people, I think, in rugby league want the decision for Woods and Tedesco to come quickly, I'm hearing Aaron Woods is at least 2 to 3 weeks away from making that final call.
The saga continues. Hey, Dino, quick one. You mentioned Bryce Cartwright earlier. When will he be back,
hoping the next week or two, Ray.
Yep.
That's the plan at the Mountains. And also, guys, before I go, Josh Dugan, he missed yesterday's game through injury. But I'm hearing he will be available for that big Anzac Day game, which is on Tuesday week.
They'll need him.
Hoping for 40,000 that day, Jimmy. So
they'll do it.
It's a great special day.
It's an awesome day. Any news on whether we keep hearing that the Tigers will release Mitchell Moses after this game on Monday?
That's the rumour, Jimmy. It's been around a while now. Look,
yeah.
I guess if he agitates enough, they'll probably let him go. Or if the Tigers want to dig their heels in.
Tigers.
Luke Brooks as well. I mean, if he's back and he's firing, they might be able to get away with it. Personally, I would say, look, you've got a contract, you're staying.
You stay and you play for your club and your fans.
And you play for your club and you've been contracted to the club. And you sign for Parramatta next year, so you can go there next year.
Woods and
I guess the player's disinterested and he doesn't want to be there, you know, do you really want to keep him? I guess there's an argument both ways.
If he's disinterested and doesn't want to be there, then he plays Intrust Super Premiership.
100%.
That's what happens. Yep, agree. Good on you, Duno. You get stuck into those more eggs. I reckon you can set a record today.
I'm going for 12.
Yeah, you do that comfortably, mate. You'll do that before midday.
Right, have a good day.
Good on you. Steam Bulldog Richie there, seriously. 13:53:53.
Beers before midday. I don't know about 12 eggs.
12 beers, wouldn't he? Imagine if he had an egg for every beer that he had. Oh. Tell you what, he'd roll home.
It's a dangerous combo.
Absolutely. Trent Lanscale, I tell you what, if there's a bloke, you want to see a bloke who treats his body like a temple, Ray? It's Trent Lanscale from dav.com.au. What are you laughing at?
Because that's so far from the truth, Jimmy. It's not funny.
I've seen Trent roll in at 5 a.m. in the morning at the radio, dressed in the clothes, been out all night.
Kebab in the top pocket.
No, not kebab, but I will say that perhaps the Golden Arches and the Colonel have had a visit in the early hours of the morning.
Right, fair enough. I don't think you're alone there. All right, a couple of games coming up in the National Rugby League to finish off this Easter weekend.
That's right. So we've just got the one this afternoon, which Bulldogs just talked about, at Pepper Stadium, 4 o'clock, where you've got Penrith $1.70 and Cronulla $2.15, the line $2.50. Just the favourite options in the margin betting at the end of normal time. You've got the Panthers $1-$12, $2.80, and the Sharks $1-$12 at $3.10. For the first try scorer, you've got three players at $9, Sasaya Fecky, Valentine Holmes, and Dallin Watani-Zalesniak. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock at ANZ Stadium, Parramatta $1.62, West Tigers $2.30, the line's $3.50 there. Favourite options for the margin betting, well, the Eels $1-$12, $3, and 13 plus $3.20, and then West Tigers 1-12 at $3.50, and Semi Radradra, no surprise, the $6 favourite to score the first try, with Michael Jennings the next best at $9.
Three games left in round four of the AFL, including your men on Monday trying to get their first win, Hawks against Geelong. Trent?
I knew I was going to cop some laughter there, so that's all right. We're just another show of strength, Jimmy, just holding everyone up at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, is Clarkey still going to be there next week, is he?
Oh, you'll be there next week. It might be a concern at the end of the year, but anyway. But there's the two matches today: 3:20 at Etihad Stadium, Collingwood $1.70, St Kilda $2.15. The line there is 5.5. Just favourite options for the margin betting: the Magpies under 39.5, $2.40, and the Saints under 39.5, $2.70. Nick Revolt, the $8 favourite to kick the first goal, and then 4:40 at the Gabba. You've got the Brisbane Lions $2.75, Richmond $1.45. The line there is 18.5 for the margin betting. The Tigers under 39.5, $2.30. And then over 39.5, $3.40, with the Lions under 39.5, also $3.40. And Jack Revolt is the $9 favourite to kick the first goal there. And yes, tomorrow at the MCG, Hawthorn looking for their first win. Go, boys. $2.90, Geelong $1.40, and the line there is 15.5.
Just be careful you don't let your personal bias get in front of your professionalism here, Trent.
Like we all do, don't worry. Hey, Trent, there's two matches to go in the A-League.
No, forget about the A-League. What's happening, Manchester United and Chelsea? This is huge.
I might just touch on the A-League, Jimmy. Just the last two matches in the home and away season. Then the finals begin. Brisbane's $1.57 at home to Wellington. That's at 5 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock tonight, Perth $2.20 at home to Melbourne City. But then the EPL, 10:30 tonight. Liverpool, they're $1.87 favourites, even though they're away to West Brom. And then 1 o'clock at Old Trafford, Manchester United against Chelsea. Manchester United $2.60. The draw $3 and Chelsea $2.75. And Jimmy, you're talking about personal bias. Well, I hope that Man U do get at least a share of the spoils, because I'm a Tottenham man. And if there's any chance they could, if there's any chance they could bridge the gap to Chelsea, Man U could do us a real nice favour in the early hours of the morning, Jimmy. So there's plenty of sport happening. The NBA playoffs are underway, and there's also the Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix at 1 o'clock in the morning. Lewis Hamilton still the even money favourite, but he won't be on pole. His teammate Valtteri Bottas got pole overnight. So there's plenty happening. You can check out all the markets at tab.com.au, and obviously for yourself, Jimmy and Ray, and for everyone listening, hope you're enjoying a happy Easter.
Good on you, Trent. Happy Easter, mate. It's amazing how personal preferences rule the world, isn't it? But it's called life. There we go. Good on you, Trent.
Human
have
nature.
A good one. Speak
Human
to you
nature.
Next week. We'll have a break, and lo and behold, Phil Moss is going to walk into the studio.
Most parents agree that junior sport is about kids getting exercise and having fun at the same time. But for some kids, that fun becomes a nightmare when they are put under constant pressure by parents and spectators. Yelling out instructions from the sidelines or banging on about what you think they did wrong can turn kids away from sport for good. I'm Caitlin Thwaites from the Australian Diamonds, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire, she's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle, she's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
April is 5% extra discount month at ashtyvita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanity, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. ashtyvita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at ashtyvita.com.au.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. Time now for our football segment. And before we get to Sydney FC winning the plate, premiership and all that sort of thing and the celebrations, and what Graham Arnold would have thought of that, Phil Moss, we've been talking commentary this morning, and I believe you have one that you like in particular.
Do you know what? Jeremy, our producer, asked me just as I walked in. It took me half of a split second to think of it.
Right.
The most famous moment in Australian football history.
Oh, yes.
John Aloisi penalty. Yeah. Craig Foster, roll. Oh.
Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
Co-commentator?
Simon Hill and Craig Foster.
Craig Foster.
Well, I'm glad he was able to keep his emotions in check.
Every hair on the back of my neck is standing up. Goosebumps all over me. The key two words there were Fozzie yelling out Johnny Warren at the end. Like, that is just, what a moment. That's incredible.
I told you so. Now, can I ask, where were you that night?
I was there. I was in the grandstand and 50 rows up, loving every minute of it. I shared plenty of beers with Johnny Warren down at the Jamboree pub.
Yeah, that's
when
where
I was younger. And his brother Ross, nephew Jamie, are still down there. And just, you know, I didn't hear the Johnny Warren call at the time because I was in the grandstand. But when I got back and watched it on TV, it was
great moment in Australian sport.
I was there too. I was there that night in 2005. I think it's November 16, 2005. Mm-hmm. And there was noise, because they went into extra time. There was noise for 150 minutes.
Yeah.
It was an incredible atmosphere that whole night. And, you know, I'm not the, I'm a soccer fan, but I'm not the big, but I tell you what, when Aloisi took off, and you just went, you were hugging people next to you.
Rewind to when we arrived at the precinct, the Homebush precinct. We got out of our taxi, and it was like you were just swept up in this tsunami.
Yeah.
And from the moment we got out of that car, it was a tsunami just going into the stadium and the rest of the
season. It ended 32 years, didn't it? Yeah. World Cup misery.
The underrated hero that night, Mark Schwarzer.
Yep, yes, absolutely.
Two saves.
Unbelievable saves.
Two saves.
Not just bad penalties, they were great saves.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, let's get down to business. We mentioned the stats earlier. Sydney FC go down in history winning the Premier's Plate. What a season.
It really has been. I just said on Fox Sports News, at the risk of sounding like a broken down record, Sydney have broken another record. And it's remarkable. And I don't think the significance of their achievements this season have really sunk in.
That's what Arnie was saying last night in the press conference.
Oh, did he?
He was saying things like, we'll never see this happen again.
Mm. Well, I remember when Brisbane went on their 36-game unbeaten run, and everyone was saying, well, that's, you know, we'll probably never see that again in our lifetime. But, you know, to eclipse the 65-point mark three games earlier than what Brisbane did, because it was a different format with the competition then. And also, and this is a key stat as well, is in the old National Soccer League, the points total, the greatest points total was 65 points with 16 teams.
Mm.
So what they've achieved this season, and it's the points record, it's the best effect, they've conceded three goals at home all season.
That's
66
incredible.
Points out of 81 points available.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
But all comes to naught if they don't win the whole thing.
Well, it certainly would put a major dent in it.
Yes.
I mean, those statistics will never be taken away from them.
No.
But, of course, in Australia, the crowning glory is the grand final.
Well, I talked about the Parramatta Eels. Carried all before them in the season 2001. Bloke point-scoring records left, right and centre, but lost the grand final to Newcastle.
Yep, that's right.
And that's all the Parra fans care about.
People talk about,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, look, I think they're in great shape. I think the two form teams going into the top six are Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers.
Mm.
And last night, despite their draw, Western Sydney away to Adelaide, they had eight changes. They left a lot of heavy artillery back home. So, you know, I think Western Sydney are in good shape going into these finals. A lot of banter already. Kevin Muscat coming out saying, I want to have another crack at Sydney FC. Mm. And really, if you look at the season, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So whoever wins it will want to take on Sydney FC and beat them.
Hey, Phil, we mentioned earlier too, and miss us not to ask about it, Bessart Berisha scored his 100th goal, Melbourne victory, etc. He's just, we say it all the time,
he
scores goals for fun.
Yeah, he is our human headline in the A-League. He's been phenomenal. And, you know, to get to the 100 mark, he beat Archie Thompson's record a few weeks back. And you could see the 100 mark weighing on his shoulders as the Archie Thompson one did. And that's because Bessart is such a team player. He doesn't like the accolades.
So emotional.
As much as he is a human headline, he doesn't like it being about him. He's a team player. Okay. But, yeah, look.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't strike you as that way. Like, if you said to me they all go on team dinners and Bessart doesn't go, you'd go, yeah, fair enough.
Mate, I worked like with him for 10 days in the All-Stars camp when we played Juventus. I was an assistant coach to Gombau, and what a great guy.
Is that right?
Is he really, yeah?
Fantastic guy. Wants to win absolutely everything. Game of cards at the table. If he loses, he spits his dummy.
Right.
But he injects everyone around him with that competitive juice that he's got.
That's what he knows.
He's a winner.
He's a winner, absolutely. And not only 100 goals, but look how many of those goals have been in massive games.
Yes.
And that's the
when
key.
When they really
key game player.
Grand finals for Brisbane.
Yep.
He was goal scorer, multiple goal scorer.
Melbourne victory against Sydney FC a few years ago.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get a tip out of that one. Brisbane Roar and Wellington. Perth Glory up against Melbourne City.
Yeah, I'm going for Brisbane at home against Wellington, as you said, paying $1.57. And I think Perth can get the jam over Melbourne City in the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying $2.20. And that, of course, will decide third spot, because Brisbane and Melbourne City are on the same points, 39 points. Melbourne City have one goal better goal difference.
Okay.
But I think the result will take care of itself there, and Brisbane will get third spot and that ACL qualifying spot for next season.
Mm. Hey, EPL now, Phil. Are Chelsea getting nervous?
Look, I think Manchester United, who they take on tonight at Old Trafford, I think they've got... look at Jimmy punching the air already. I've tipped a draw. I don't think Manchester United have got enough form going into this one to get the 3 points, but I think they've got enough to possibly force a draw here.
Okay.
And maybe Chelsea are getting a
the
case.
The Spurs are on a roll, aren't they, at the moment?
They are. What about this? Harry Kane scored last night. He scored the third goal. He's now only the fourth player in EPL history to score 20-plus goals three consecutive seasons.
Wow.
And listen to this for the names that he's up against, that he's with
joining,
Van Nistelrooy, Henry and Shearer.
All superstars.
Now, this is Harry Kane, who feels like he only burst on the scene a couple of seasons ago, but what about that? That's incredible.
Good names,
yeah,
aren't they? Good names. So let's just... Oh, hang on, I'm looking at this West Brom v Liverpool, and who have you tipped here, Phil?
Well, it forms part of the multi, Jimmy.
Multi.
I'm tipping Liverpool to get the points there over West Brom. Man United, Chelsea draw. And if Arsenal can't beat Middlesbrough, they're the only side in English league football not to have registered a win in 2017. So if Arsenal can't get the points there, then surely,
well, what
his time is up.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he just pack up his office and leave at that point?
He'd have to, surely. But there's your multi,
$8.69. There you go.
Decent value.
Yeah, what I said during the week that you tipped a $5 winner.
Yeah, tipped Monaco over. But that was off the back of the bombings.
Right, of course.
Team bus, and they had to back up 24 hours later, so I just thought they were good value there. And also Brisbane got the money over Kashima Antlers.
And you tipped that one as well?
Tipped that one as well.
All right.
$4.50.
No need to pump up Mossy's tyres. He does it himself.
Well, you asked him.
Great to have you in, though, Mossy. I thought there was a stage
there. He did ask you, Phil, didn't he?
That's the trap door. Jimmy trap door.
We saw you on Fox Sports, and I thought, oh, here we go. He's not coming in.
You should have heard him.
But
I'd never let you two down. Never.
Well,
and more importantly, our listeners.
There you go.
There you go.
I said Phil wouldn't let us down. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Straight out of the book.
Enough now, Jimmy.
Yeah,
have a great week.
Okay, see you later.
Happy Easter.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Jonathan Thurston was clearly missed in North Queensland's loss to St George Illawarra in last night's NRL game at Kogarah. The Dragons led 28-4 at the break with 5 first-half tries before the Cowboys fought back but ran out of time, the Dragons winning 28-22. Melbourne also got out of jail after leading Manly 30-10 at half-time at Lottoland. They held off a Sea Eagles comeback to win 30-26. But no such drama in Canberra, with the Raiders defeating the Warriors 20-8. Today, Penrith host Cronulla at 4 o'clock, and tomorrow, Parramatta and the West Tigers at ANZ Stadium also at 4. Sydney FC was named A-League Premiers last night after a 2-0 win over Newcastle at Allianz Stadium in their last game before the finals. The win took the Sky Blues to 66 points, which is one ahead of the all-time record points tally for a season, which was 65 set by Brisbane 6 years ago. Western Sydney finished in fifth place after a 2-2 draw with Adelaide, while today Brisbane play Wellington and Perth take on Melbourne City. A strong second half by GWS and 6 goals from Jonathan Patton helped the Giants to a 112-81 win over Adelaide in the AFL match at Manuka Oval. Elsewhere, the Adelaide Crows beat Essendon 153-88 and the Gold Coast 108, Carlton 82. Sorry, Ray. In Super Rugby, Queensland broke a 6-game losing streak with a 47-34 win over the Kings at Suncorp. The Reds' Quade Cooper became the first Queensland player to break the 800-point barrier. It was a tight match at Amy Park, with the Rebels beating the Brumbies 19-17. In other results, the Hurricanes 28 beat the Blues 24, Chiefs 41, the Cheetahs 27, Lions 29 over the Stormers 16, and the Bulls 26 beat the Jaguars 13. The favourite, Strike a Light, won the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg at Wentworth Park last night, the state's richest greyhound race, with a price tag of $250,000. Trained by Brett Bravo, Strike a Light jumped from box 7, was fifth at the first turn, but soon took the lead to beat off Lagoon Jazzy in second place and Big Flood in third. Manchester City strengthens its hopes of a top 4 Premier League finish with a 3-0 away win over Southampton. Tottenham 4 beat Bournemouth 0, Crystal Palace and Leicester 2-2, Everton 3, Burnley 1, Stoke 3, Hull 1, Sunderland and West Ham 2-2, Watford 1-0 over Swansea. Australia tops the medal tally heading into today's final day of the World Track Cycling Championships in Hong Kong with 3 gold, 4 silver and 3 bronze. With a total of 10 medals, New Zealand is next best with 5. Mercedes driver Valtteri Bottas has won his first pole position, pipping teammate Lewis Hamilton for top spot for the Bahrain F1 Grand Prix. Daniel Ricciardo will start from fourth. And the opening day of the NBA playoffs, and reigning champs Cleveland have defeated Indiana 109-108 this morning. LeBron James taking charge when needed, scoring 32 points. Currently in the fourth quarter, Milwaukee 77 are leading Toronto 70. And later on, San Antonio hosts the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Utah Jazz take on the LA Clippers. Plenty of Aussies in action today in all those teams. They're doing very well.
Do you get into your NBA?
Love the NBA. My son loves it.
Does he?
Golden State. He's got a Golden State and a Cleveland hat, and he's just never sure which one to put on.
The last couple of years he's done okay,
he's
hasn't
done
he?
All right, yeah.
He's doing well. That was one of those situations last year where Golden State were carrying all before them, and then Cleveland is a city of champions once more.
LeBron.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Tan. And now we're going to take a break. After the break, we'll come back with Jason Riles, the assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
What do you give the woman who gave you everything? This Mother's Day, donate to Breast Cancer Institute of Australia to receive a beautiful card to share your love with your mother, because a world without breast cancer would be the best gift of all. Visit bestgiftofall.org.au.
ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century, right?
Straight out of the barriers you live.
For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. You'd never believe what we talk about during the course of the ad breaks.
People don't want to know. They want to know about ZNZ Jewellers.
That's well put. So, if you want the official watch of your team, like Rabbit, who won the ZNZ quiz, he wanted the Rabbitohs watch, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, pens, pendants, you name it. If you're looking for an engagement or wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, see Alan and his team at ZNZ, Westfield, Hurstville, or visit ZNZ.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. They are the proud sponsors of the St. George Junior Referees.
Have they got a chance here? Probabilities put down. The silent sounds. Vanilla has won it. 14-12. You can turn the light out now.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. Great to have you along. Just about done too for this Easter Sunday. But there's been some great footy over the course of the weekend. And it was a very interesting game at Lotto Land yesterday when they shot out to a big lead, did the Melbourne Storm. But the Seagulls clawed back in the end, couldn't get
bit of a theme
all the way back.
It
is a bit of a theme, that's right. Like that. Well, you know, Easter is the time of comebacks, Ray. We know that. And of course,
tenuous link there, anyway.
On. Big comeback from Jesus on Sunday.
Anyway,
we're not likening Jason Riles to Jesus. We're not doing that. But what we are saying, he's the assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Jace.
Morning, boys. Happy Easter.
Yeah, and to you. And to you. Any eggs this morning just yet?
Nah, not for myself, but I'm watching in, well, I'm horrified watching my two daughters, 4 and 3, eat Easter eggs before 10 o'clock in the morning. But it's one day a year, so you've got to give them a bit of grace.
No breakfast yet, Jason, for the kids?
No, that was the eggs first, so they get some actual real eggs into them, and then they're making up the chocolate after that.
That's good.
I'd love to know what Craig had to say after that performance. I know at halftime he was very happy with the way things were going, but then there just seems to a little bit of a lack of intensity in that second half.
Yeah, it was a funny game. We'd gone into the game obviously focusing heavily on our completions. We'd certainly been down on previous seasons, so it's a big focus. But it was probably our defence that's probably got us through the first 6 rounds. It was the most disappointing thing yesterday for us. So certainly a lot to work on there. And the boys found a way to win the game. But at the end of the day, really struggling to get a bit of a good balance there of putting the full game together. But, always stuff to improve on. And the boss certainly wasn't too happy at halftime or at full-time. But, he certainly gave the boys credit for hanging in.
Jason, I guess as a team you learn so much from each game, particularly the last two games. You mentioned completions. I think that is where the Storm were let down against the Sharks. And then yesterday you're talking about your defence. So I guess you can take those things out of those two games going forward and hopefully there's a fairly quick fix for them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to put both those games together and mesh them into one, and you've got perfect performance. But unfortunately at the moment that's where we're at, and we're you can put it down to several things, but we've had a pretty tough start to the season, and you know, we've got a lot of young guys. We've had six debutants, so a lot of young guys learning how to play NRL, and you know, the being consistent week in and week out, and it doesn't matter who you play and what form they're in, and what you know, where they are on the ladder. NRL every week is a tough competition, so certainly for us, those guys are, you know, getting a good taste of that.
Bombshell announcement from Cooper Cronk last week, and after that, the Melbourne Storm lose their first game of the season. Do we link that too closely? Do you think it had an impact on the way the team played last week, Jason?
No, to be honest with you, I don't think it did. We, you know, we approached it, or Craig addressed it early in the week, and, you know, Cooper was very open and honest about the process. And we, you know, it was early in the week, and we put it to bed. So probably in the game against the Sharks, it was probably not so much Cooper's announcement as much as our completion. So and the weather and all that sort of thing. So it's it's hard to say you can't, but it's highly, you know, I don't think it had a bearing on how we played last week. That's for sure.
Hey Jason, I've mentioned this to Jimmy a couple of times since Billy Slater's been back, but he looks so sharp. He looks like he hasn't lost any speed. And how's he progressing?
Yeah, he's improving every week, Bill. So he's, you know, by his standard, he's probably not exactly where he'd like to be. But the signs are certainly there, and he's, you know, like you said, his speed, he's still there, which is quite unbelievable for a 34-year-old guy to come back after 2 years and be as sharp as he is. So. Certainly good signs there, but you know, he's always looking to improve, and even when he's at his best, he's still looking to improve. So that's the quality of Bill, and he's certainly a massive asset for our team.
Well, give us an understanding of these three, and I always talk about it, Jace, about how important senior players are to a squad, and you're starting your coaching career now. Just the impact that they have on those players around them with their sacrifices that they make and their application to their preparation.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jimmy. It's probably not so much what they say, but it's what they do in their preparation. And, you know, in the video sessions, they're certainly very vocal about what's expected, and certainly helps us as coaches, to be honest with you. So it's the standards that they drive. So a massive asset to our club, and, you know, like it's certainly going to be hard to replace.
Hey, Jason, a common theme this morning on the show has been the salary cap and, well, the lack of one. How difficult it is for football departments to plan ahead to try and get the right players on their rosters, etc., knowing that you don't know what the salary cap is.
Yeah, well, that's probably one of the things at the moment that's sort of holding a lot of clubs back. I know our club's sort of working off the bare minimum, and then if then whatever's... you know, whatever it gets raised to, and if there is a gap there, then we do have, you know, a bit of play there. But certainly difficult at the moment, not knowing what it is. So it's, you know, one of those things that the sooner it comes out, the better.
Why is it that players can go to the Melbourne Storm and play better than they have previously? What is it about Craig Bellamy? What is it about the system that allows players to do that? Because look at someone like Dale Finucane. You know, when he left Canterbury, if you'd have said, look, in 2 years' time, he'll be a $500,000-a-year player, and be in contention for State of Origin, you would have thought, don't think so. But it's happened.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those things. You know, Craig focuses heavily on the little things and, you know, doing your job for the team and that sort of thing. But at the same time, they get to play some pretty handy players, which bring out the best in them as well. So it's probably a combination of things, but certainly Craig driving those standards and, you know, the importance on doing the little things really well for each individual so that they play their role the best of their ability. So that's probably the main difference, I think.
Hey Jason, how are you enjoying the coaching side of things, and in particular getting the opportunity to sit alongside who I think most people believe one of the all-time great coaches in Craig Bellamy?
Yeah, certainly it was pretty surreal when I first came down here, but you know, like, not only sitting next to Craig is obviously a huge privilege and, you know, great learning experience for me, getting to work with Bill, Cooper, Cam, those types of players as well. He's also a massive, you know, massive learning curve for me.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Who's the best team you've seen this year? Who's the team that you think is either travelling best or has the most threats in them?
The Broncos were certainly you know, one of the toughest games that we played this year. But I think after playing the Sharks last week, you know, I think the level, or well, probably wasn't the best conditions, but we certainly brought out the best in them. So James Maloney and those guys. So losing Mick Ennis and Ben Barber, it's probably fair to say, left a bit of a hole there, but they've got some young guys there in Brayley and Valentine Holmes certainly filling in there really well. So they're probably one of the strongest teams so far this year.
And, Jace, a bit of a long turnaround to your next game. It's Anzac Day against the Warriors, who are starting to build. Foran's come back.
Yeah.
They won two straight, and they were good against the Raiders in Canberra yesterday. And when's the preparation start for that Warriors game?
Yeah, the boys have got 3 days off now. Yeah. So, it's probably come at a good time for us. And we'll get back to training next Wednesday, review yesterday, and then sort of move on with the preparation for the Warriors then. So, like you said, the Warriors are certainly building. Especially with Kieran Foran coming back into the team. He's certainly starting to get a little bit of form there with the more games that he plays. So, hopefully, we can prepare as best we can and play, to the level of the level that we expect ourselves to play to be competitive with these guys.
Gee, you've dropped into coach speak nice and easily,
well.
Jace, haven't you?
Have I really?
Very impressive.
That's one of the things I struggle with the most, to be honest with you, going from talking as a player and talking as a coach. But, slowly, Jimmy.
Nah, that's good. Hey, now we've got a Biz from Newcastle has said, Happy Easter, boys. Ask Jace about his old club, the Mighty Dragons. Is he as surprised as the rest of us at their performances?
Nah, not really. Not knowing Paul McGregor the way, how driven he is. And, last year would have hurt him quite a bit. So he would have went back to the drawing board. And, he recruited a few big guys there in Vaughan.
Yeah.
To sort of certainly help his forward back, starching them up a little bit and get a bit of size. And Tarek Sims came there mid last year. So not surprised. Probably a little bit surprised that they're on top of the competition, but not surprised at the way they're playing and how fit they are.
Yeah. Well, mate, you better get back to the girls. I think they're into their seventh egg as we're speaking, so there might not be any left for you. Well done on the form of the team this year. Well done on the win yesterday, and thanks very much for joining us and being part of the show today.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jason.
There is Jason Riles, assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm, and
he's got into the coach speak, hasn't he?
Yeah, what an education.
Yeah.
What an education that would be.
You'd love to sit next to Bill in one game.
Wouldn't you?
Oh,
wouldn't you? Take your earmuffs, but anyway, you'd be right. 1353-53.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like to be under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional athlete, it's something that I've had to get used to. Yet people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing sport. It may seem harmless enough, but constant calling out instructions from the sideline and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Sam Thaiday from the Brisbane Broncos, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
An absolute joy to be here. A little mini classic early in the season. Pickham gets his second goal. Increases that margin. And the goal to be 2-2.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Some people who, if they upset someone, they get, with their SMS, they get to the rejected list. And as a result of that, we've had a couple of nasty Twitter comments from
Tony Gregg,
our mate, Sophie.
Is that why Sophie's,
so Sophie's
text don't come
Sophie's
through?
Sophie's SMS now go through the rejected entry, so you've got to find them.
They're
quite hard to find. But anyway, she sent one through again, and I say that advisedly. She sent one through again today. It goes back to the point I was making about Sydney FC, and it doesn't mean a lot if they don't go on and win the whole thing.
Correct,
I talked about Parramatta in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, James, your Hens, 2 times minor premiers, didn't make grand final in either year. Not just Para, hook nose. Would you say I've got a hook nose, right?
No.
It's reasonably straight. It's bent. It's
broken nose.
Bit of broken. Yeah, it's got a bulge there. But
Sophie was at races yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Sophie was at races yesterday.
Okay.
She said hello to Glenn Munsey.
Right.
And on Twitter said hi to me. I said, come and say hello. I didn't actually get a chance to catch up
with
her.
Oh, of course not. How convenient.
She said Munz was a nice man. So
right. Well, that just adds extra weight to the theory that she wasn't.
Well, I don't know about that. Here's one from Paul from Huskisson.
You're back to away. Hang on, Ray. Just we've got the reverse.
No, Munz
siren
Munz
on there.
A nice bloke. Yeah. He's a
beep,
good fella.
Beep,
Munz
beep.
Is a good fella. We don't want to go down that path. Ray, who was a race caller who once claimed, and Kingston Town can't win? You know when that was, Jim?
Yeah, that was in the 82.
Yeah.
Cox Plate.
Outstanding.
The champ can't win. Mm. Was P. Cook on board?
Correct.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, because Malcolm Only Road won.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bill Collins.
Well done.
Thanks, Hamish.
Jim's. Oh. Is Hamish.
He did. I knew all the other stuff,
okay.
But I wasn't 100%. I was thinking Tiger Black. He was a rugby league caller, wasn't he?
Yeah, Tiger Black.
Who was
the other?
No,
ago.
No, I was thinking Bert Bryant. Yeah. Who was that? Who was that
Bert
just came
Bryant.
In?
I've got no idea, Jimmy.
I think John O'Shea might be right on that occasion.
Tiger Black, he's a call for 2KA?
2KA?
Yeah.
The Penrith station?
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Did he?
Is that right?
Well, I know that there were four radio stations that were covering rugby league at one point.
Yeah.
There was the Zorba and Hollywood.
It was Frank Lee on 2KA.
Continuous call team. Ray Abbey and Ray Price.
Yep.
There was Frank Hyde was 2SM.
2K called the Penrith games.
2KA.
Frank Lee used to call them.
Yeah.
It was Frank Lee.
And they used to have new 2KA on their jerseys,
yeah.
Remember?
He used to go to school with his daughter, Bromley.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's
oh.
What I remember. I was trying to think of the last name, Bromley. But, yeah, it's...
Something you want to tell us there, Ray?
No, no. The primary school, Jim. Seriously.
Oh, 1353 53 is the open line number. Let's get to Scotty Foster now from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. Talking about, I reckon there'll be eggs galore in the Foster household this morning. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, boys, and happy Easter, and happy Easter to all the listeners out there. Mm. I hope everyone's had a safe and a great weekend so far.
And the same to you, Scotty. Happy Easter, mate.
Yeah, eggs all round this morning?
Mate, plenty of eggs. We're camping, and I just had the Easter bunny just showed up in the back of a Hilux ute and was handing out eggs to all the kids, so everyone's very happy at the moment.
Sounds like you're glamping more than camping, mate.
Not quite glamping, but we have got a van and not a tent.
Ah, makes a huge difference, that one. Huge
certainly
difference.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Righto. Now, you better tell us about...
I'm also only 1 kilometre from home, mate.
1 kilometre from home. Well, you're down the local park. You pulled the caravan up down the local park, did you?
Yeah, we're at Narrabeen, mate. Yeah, 1 kilometre away. Beautiful.
All right. Now, listen, that falcon that you advertised last week, gone!
Gone, and congratulations to Desi Barnier, the Bass. He heard the Falcon advertised last week on the program, and he's now happily celebrating the Easter weekend with his new car. So good on you, Desi.
Very good. Now, what do you got for us today?
Today I've got a 2005 Holden VZ Commodore wagon. They're a very popular family wagon, but they're also great for the weekends away and travelling around this great country. Powered by the very reliable 3.6 litre V6 engine and a 4-speed automatic transmission, and it's fitted with the safety options of ABS brakes, stability control and dual airbag. This car looks and drives fantastic. It's the perfect price range car, boys. It's just $4,990 drive away. So go to the website www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au because it's a cheap car and very popular, and it will sell this weekend, I would say.
Terrific. And Scotty, if anyone needs any finance, you can help them there?
You certainly can. If you want finance for this car or any of our cars, we've got some great packages available. We're helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. If you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help. So even if you're on sickness benefit or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, then go to our website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 9637 5024, because we can get you driving a car now.
Good on you, Scotty. Now, I did see a score in the Intra Super Premiership yesterday. It was a tight one, Canterbury and Wenny. How did it finish up?
Boys, we're back in the winner's circle. Wenny got on top of the Bulldogs, and we ended up winning 18 points to 12. And so a very good win for the boys, and hopefully they get a lot more for the remainder of the year anyway, and get back into that top eight. And the Ron Massey Cup side, they played Mounties yesterday, which we always have some great games with them. And we got on top of them as well. I think it ended up 22-8 that game. So, yeah, good win from both sides. And a happy Easter for all involved.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Scotty.
Good on you, mate.
Have a great day, mate.
Yeah, enjoy your day. And, again, we'll speak to you next week.
Certainly will, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah. Thanks. There he is, Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Check him out online, Ray. Fosters Quality Cars.com.au. Now, we've got our double pass to give away to Event Cinemas, courtesy of Prakash and the team out there at Parramatta. They go to Warren. He's out of Para. Well, he played President's Cup for Para in 83, and he said Jack Gibson gave him the game ball and said, you need worming, because he was so skinny.
Hey,
so
Jimmy,
skinny.
You better go to Liz.
Yeah, we got to go to Liz.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning. I can't have Sosie running you down like that. I'm the president.